So this morning, Eckhart, the World Trade Center crumbled before the eyes of the world. What is your reaction to that event?
I could feel a sadness and a compassion with the suffering that thousands of people are going through right now. I was not amazed because I know that the collective insanity that is in the human mind still has a grip on the world. And I know this is not the last extreme manifestation of the collective insanity that has dominated the whole of human history. It becomes so obvious when we see such a violent manifestation of it. But if you look at the history of the 20th century, a lot of it is a history of madness, of suffering inflicted by humans on themselves, on others. Unnecessary, mostly. So, everywhere you look, I always tell people, if you doubt the insanity, which one could look at as a sickness, not blaming anybody, it's not anybody's personal deficiency, personal identity to be insane. It is an expression, a manifestation of the human condition, as it has been ever since we recorded history and probably before that. It is not the last manifestation of that insanity, although there is something arising in the collective consciousness of the planet that is different, that is new, that is not part of that insanity. I sometimes call it a new state of consciousness is arising. It does not mean that the enormous momentum behind the insanity has come to an end yet. So I'm sometimes asked by people, when I say something new is arising, a new state of consciousness is arising now on this planet, they ask me, are you really sure? Is the world really getting better? Because when we watch the news on TV and see what's happening, it very often looks as if the opposite were true. So are things getting better or are things getting worse? And the answer is both. There is an acceleration both of the new energy that's coming in, and there's also an intensification and an acceleration of the old, which is still playing itself out and refuses to let go. And this is the collective manifestation of it. And you can often see on a personal level, on the level of the individual, the same applies. I know many people in whom a new consciousness is arising, enormous presence is arising, the old mind patterns don't seem to operate anymore, the old reactive patterns, the compulsive mental noise, identification with that compulsive mental noise that gives you a sense of self, identification with mind, all that which is part of the insanity is subsiding, something new is arising in the individuals, and then suddenly it happens that a wave of the old consciousness, identification with mind, reactivity, loss of witnessing presence, suddenly comes back. So I know many people who go through these waves. They almost live in two worlds. For a while they're very present, very conscious, and get taken over by the old again. The old consciousness, sometimes with more force, it seems, than before. As if the old consciousness were saying, I'm still here and I'm not going. And so for many people, it's only when they experience the effects of human insanity in their own life as suffering, inflicted by situations, by circumstances, or inflicted on themselves by their own mind, their own emotional body, for many people, it's only through that, through the effects, through experiencing the effects of the insanity, when there's nothing personal in it, that the openness comes about, the realization that came to me when I couldn't stand the suffering anymore, the continuous depression and anxiety that I lived with for years, that strange thought that came to me that said, I can't live with myself any longer. And then I looked at that thought and said, what is that self that I cannot live with? Who am I? Who is that I? Who is the self that is so heavy and so unbearable and so insane? So much so that I can't live with it anymore. And at that moment, the separation happened of that ultimately mad, fictitious sense of self and a deeper sense of presence or beingness. So that me, whether it operates on a personal level or on a collective level, is the root of the insanity. It's a sense of self based on mind, on the conditioned mind, on thought structures, on mental images. And when it operates on a collective level, the me may become an us against them. Now, whether it operates on a personal or collective level, the me cannot live without enemies. It creates its own enemies because its survival depends on a sense of separateness, a contraction. And it needs to perpetuate the sense of separateness. It can only do that by creating enemies. And then once you've done that, you've created an enormous screen between yourself and the other, a mental screen of conceptualization of images. And then it's easy to kill because you can no longer sense what you're doing. The other becomes a mind object. You no longer know, in the words of Christ, they know not what they do. It's a totally unconscious movement. So humans are trapped in that and acting it out. The world wars. Look at what Germany did. The collective egoic sense of self created through nationalism. It's the height of insanity, and you see it so clearly, but it operates the same way on a personal level. Germany made the whole world into an enemy in the Second World War, and that is the egoic pattern. And then they could feel so strongly, now we know who we are. They don't, of course, they only have a fiction in the mind, but it gives you the illusion that now you have a stronger sense of self. And for a while that feels good, but really you're creating suffering, ultimately for yourself, and you're inflicting suffering on others. And so there, that is the core of the madness. And to dissolve it, it cannot be dissolved as a collective movement. The collective follows. It can only be dissolved, that sickness, whatever you want to call it, the insanity, can only be dissolved in the individual. Because the collective is only the sum total. If there is unconsciousness in the collective energy field, as a religion, a nation, a tribe, a company, whatever it may be, the collective is only the sum total of the unconsciousness in the individual. So if there are strong egoic collective patterns operating, in other words, madness on a collective level, it is only because the madness operates in every individual. But it is a little bit more difficult to see it in the individual, and the most difficult to see it in oneself. So there you see the insanity reflected as human history. You see the insanity when you switch on the TV, and especially at times like today. To see the root of it, and above all, to see the root of it in oneself. Whenever one is identified with an image, with mind, it begins with identification with the continuous stream of thinking, which creates a sense of me based on mind activity, a conceptual sense of self. The moment you get trapped, and it's almost every human's destiny to go through that, to get trapped in that. It's society does it to you, and it's an inherited mind pattern. In Buddhism, it's almost the central teaching, you could say, beautifully summarized by a Buddhist monk who was once asked, could you define the essence of Buddhism? And they expected a long, learned answer. And the monk, the spiritual master, said, yes, it's simple. No self, no problem. One could also say, no self, no suffering. And there's the strange statement by Jesus. I feel, by the way, that the teaching of Jesus has come to us in fragments. So we have to look and see what are those fragments pointing to? What are those pointers? They're very powerful pointers. There's a statement by Jesus, deny thyself. It's been misinterpreted. They didn't understand it. But it's probably also even a mistranslation. But he may have said something like, dissolve the self.